This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order, a world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders.
9, 3, 0, 2, 8.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
That would authorize to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
This government, Republicans and Democrats, were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle.
All Blessed and the Agenda 21 Show. Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome to the show. Lots and lots of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. Please visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. We are all primed and ready to go for today's show. Also, visit newcaliforniastate.com. And, of course, we're right in the mix of it again with New California, the movement that's going to create the 51st state. It's the only legitimate movement. And you know what's really funny? Say what you want about CalExit or Jefferson or whatever here in California, or the three-state thing with, Tim Draper. They're not going to happen. What's going to happen is the only legitimate movement, and that is New California State. So visit that website, newcaliforniastate.com, and the dream is alive. It's alive and well and beating deep within the chest of so many people that are on board with the New California. People are figuring it out. And, people are asking me, oh, you got the Tim Draper thing. Does that mean that New California's dead? No. It means it's alive and well, because this is what is happening. People are sussing through the information on each one of these programs and going, we don't want to do those other things. And some can't do it because, they don't have the political clout or wherewithal. And, of course, they've got lawsuits. Anyway, that does not work in this world. I don't know why people don't understand it. Okay, some good news for the Trumpsters. The Dems failed to take the seat in Arizona. This is after a scandal drove out the current congressman who resigned in disgrace. They had a special election, and last night, the Republican nominee won. So so much for the Dem blowout, right? Listen, it's not going to happen. Republicans are going to take the House and take the Senate in 2018. But, you know, California is suspect. There's some suspicious things going on in California's electoral. Again, it's California, right? And as no matter what they say about all the rants and all this good stuff about California's, oh, they've got no problem with their electoral system out there. What a crock that is. This is what Alex Paniha is saying. He's the Secretary of State. He's running around going and lecturing high school students. At the point of a gun, the state is coming in and telling kids how to register to vote. That's what they're doing. That's communism right here in California. We'll talk about that. We'll get you a little bit straightened away on what's really going on. And it's just absolutely filthy, disgusting what these people do. And I certainly will have a lot to say about that. Okay, so what is going on? It's Macron and Donald Trump. Had the big state dinner last night. I didn't see much of it. I saw the stills and glancing back and forth and stuff like that. But what a gala it was. And everybody's ripping on Trump because he doesn't want to have those state dinners. That was what the talk was back in the day before he was elected. But, of course, we figured out, maybe he's figured out, state dinners can be very impressive and really project a lot of hegemony to the world. I know that's a big word, but, you know, that's a word that everybody in Europe thrives on. They're all into hegemony. What is your influence? And the hegemony that was gleaned over the last couple of days with Macron coming to America was enormous, in my opinion. It's really, really enormous. And this is what will, I think, spur most people on to understand that Donald Trump is for real on the world stage. I'm just saying. He's here. He's here. And he even came out with a warning to Iran not to mess with us. And it should be a very well-heated, situation. You know, it's kind of interesting in Iran. It's kind of a schizophrenic world down there. And I'm not meaning that in a disparaging way, but there's a sense of it. There's two Irans. There's the Irans that want to go Western with us, and then there's the Irans of the mullahs. And, of course, all the deep craziness that goes on in Iran and our involvement with the CIA, by the way, the Black Hat CIAs, as they're called. Instigating things in Iran, overthrowing governments and things like that. It's not a very good history for the United States with the CIA. Now, there's a good CIA, naturally. The good and the bad. It's kind of interesting this way. If you didn't know about how these things work or been exposed, if you will, to some of these characters, you wouldn't know anything about it. You say, oh, the CIA, they love America, and they do. Half of them do. The other half despises America. And so it goes with the FBI. And case in point is what is happening right now today with the FBI. How dirty can they get? And by the way, more emails, text messages from the lovers. The FBI lovers. More text messages. Now, it's interesting because all of a sudden, for whatever reason, all of a sudden, say hallelujah, brother, all of a sudden, people are starting to turn on each other in the Justice Department and the FBI. The bad FBI versus the good FBI. The black hat FBI versus the gumshoers, as we call them. They are doing great. Absolutely excellent. So the gumshoers are. Because what's happening is they're turning on each other, the black hats. And they're going, wait a minute, I don't want to go to jail. I don't want to go to jail. My name is McCabe, and I don't want to go to jail. And, of course, and Comey, by the way, this ought to say it all. Comey has lawyered up. James Comey. You know, the former, the fired FBI director who was fired by Donald Trump. Remember that? And everybody went, ah! And they're going to impeach Trump. We're going to give this to Trump. Remember that? Everybody whined. Everybody's going, God, it took you long enough. See, I'm on the other side. God, Donald, it took you a long time. Not really. I mean, and again, I was losing patience. Like everybody, I keep telling people, be patient on this. There's a lot more to come out. But today, we're reporting to you that James Comey has lawyered up. Now, let's we're going to be coded in all this. So this is our secret code. Comey, 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 lawyer, 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 up, up, up. There it is. There's the code. Today. There are a little Agenda 21 ready coding. You know, this QAnon business, right? It's really kind of funny to look at QAnon sometimes and say, where did we hear that before? They said, well, you know, Paul, you may have talked about that about a week and a half ago. So people ask, do you watch QAnon? I get the repeats of QAnon. So anyway, this is a good move. Don't you find that funny? Okay, another little thing, the Wayback Machine. You guys are familiar with the Wayback Machine? The Wayback Machine is a machine that recovers websites and stills the website, gets all the pages and everything off a website in a moment in time. So if you lose your website, it doesn't, you know, gets blown up. There is a way to get it back. It's called the Wayback Machine. Get it? The Wayback Machine. So you can go and check it out. Now what they're saying is that they've been, the Wayback Machine has been tampering with your information. I'll go figure, just like Google. We'll be right back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com. That's 50% off My Pillow's 4-pack special. Don't delay. Order now.
Call 1-800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715, and use the promo code AGENDA.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of my pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com. That's 50% off My Pillow's 4-pack special. Don't delay. Order now.
Call 1-800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715, and use the promo code AGENDA.
and we're back. We are absolutely back on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to, well, visit our website, agenda21radio.news. Agenda21radio.news. And, gosh, there's just so many things going on. Isn't it a wonderful thing? It's a wonderful day in the neighborhood, as I always like to say. Okay, we are going to be slamming a few things home here today, talking about the migrant issue. A lot of things going on. Looks like they're going to be taking up oral arguments today in the DACA situation, the Border Patrol, Border Protection business. You know how about he wants to ensure that only certain people come in, not from these terrorist countries, and that's going to be taken up as the last argument for the Supreme Court. And then this summer, by August or so, they're going to be giving us their decisions on all these things. I think they're going to probably do something a little bit quicker. I'm not sure, the Supreme Court on this one, because they need to find out what is truly going on. They need to get this whole thing straightened out as to whether or not these lower court decisions coming from the Ninth District in particular, and remember, they're all from California, these judges. And you got to understand how it rolls in California. In terms of the judicial system in the California legislature, it's all monoparty system stuff. Even the federal judges are all compromised. Everybody gets it out here. I mean, it's a tyranny. I'm telling you, it's a tyranny. Oh, by the way, third hour, grievance 14 against California. It is a doozy. We gave you a little bit of a glimpse yesterday. And by the way, if you are interested, we're going national with our grievances. We have our 15 counties. We did 15 counties yesterday. We are understanding we're working with five more. So we have 38 counties that have active committees, and the committees are doing their thing and getting organized and everything. And we're going to be having a convention to be announced. I'll say that now. We're going to actually be having a state convention. It's going to be it's going to be incredible. Anyway, but the grievances are really what we want to do is have other people in other states and other counties outside of California start reading grievances. Now, this has come from some of our West Virginia listeners. I'm outing you guys. Several people have expressed an interest either by going to the website newcaliforniastate.com and giving us a note, said, we would love to read the grievances. Why can't we do it? It's their idea. I didn't think of it. You know, their branch from West Virginia. Now think about this. We're mimicking the West Virginia model for statehood. Now, those of you that understand the real history of the West Virginia statehood movement and how it happened, how it went down, okay, that's going to answer a lot of questions, and you're going to say, whoa, there's more to this new California state movement than we ever thought. Then what are you saying, Paul? We've been out in front with this for a long time, for forever. We've said it's going to come to this. So now I've said that. I've just planted the seed. You just check out what West Virginia is all about and how that state came about during the Civil War. And that will speak volumes about what you're doing. Because I get this all the time when people, because of this, and I'm bringing this up because I got some emails, and I was looking at them before the show, and people are getting it. The light clicks on and go, oh, my God, really? And everybody said, my God, I can't believe how you're tracking historically in the same vein, and you're doing the same things in, because you've learned from West Virginia. And I'm saying, yes, that's correct. It's a learning game. So, now having said that, if you are interested in having one of your counties read the grievances, please let me know. Just let me know. We'll list it. We'll put it out there. Grievances being read in, you know, Richmond, Virginia, courthouse, 11 a.m. Just to go out and grieve because, you know, we're all in this together. We're trying to become the 51st state in the union. We want to be that star on the flag. So we want to join the group. We want to join the crowd. We need your help, though. We know that. We're not, you know. And I get, listen, some very, very heartfelt emails and so on, and they're quite stirring, actually, about people who feel about, really, California, not like the bunch of jokers and clowns and all this other crap that has been put out there. I think it's been put out there by the people wanting to break away from California, break away from the United States, but that's just me. I'm cynical, and I've got my tinfoil hat on. But we're interested in doing that because the people have given us so many props about what we're doing, and especially recently with this whole thing with the three states thing, and oh my God, it's New California. That people have figured it out. We are the real deal, and they're not. And of course, that's going to start focusing a lot more on what we're doing here in New California, and I'm happy to do so. Absolutely happy to do so. To get through that. Okay, so migrant caravan reaches the border. Now, we covered this, right? We covered this, and this is all about the mob scene that started. We said that this was going on. We reached out to everybody we could. We got sources. We went down through Facebook and other different things and got sources and followed this migrant group that was coming up from Central America. Now, this is from BuzzFeed, and BuzzFeed has had some people on the ground in the buses, in the caravan, doing all this stuff. Now, falsehood number one, Pueblos sin frontera, people without borders, Pueblos sin frontera, is a group. It is a church group. I won't say which denomination, because a whole bunch of denominations are into the money game, the trafficking in human flesh and slavery. They're in the slave traders. They're modern-day slave traders. That's all it is. And they're certainly on the left. The billion-dollar industry of trafficking migrants. It's for real. It's here. It's there. It's everywhere. And it plays right into the hands of the cartels, doesn't it? You've got to be blunt. This caravan is a caravan of misery. It's a caravan of slavery. That's what it is. Now, listen, I'm not being harsh. I'm being real. And I think it's just out of years of exasperation. We've been talking about this, and again, I have to disclose that in my previous career and other things, I've had some dealings with sex trafficking and busting up sex trafficking, right, and working with agencies and sex trafficking stuff to get it stopped. So I know that this has been going on for a long time. It's part of my functions and job that I had to do. It's disgusting. But it has reached a zenith under the Obama administration. And I mean that. It has absolutely reached a zenith and a high point. Because remember, it was the Obama administration who brought in under his... Remember, he's going to do everything with a pen and a phone? Who brought in these three illegal immigration, see, I call them illegal slave trading programs. The New Americans Welcoming Communities Program and the Immigration Program. There were three that were brought in by executive order under President Barack Hussein Obama. Now, remember that. He did this. I was on the phone call with Ted Hayes and others. I was listening to the former president of La Raza, who she was speaking from the White House. La Raza. And she honchoed these programs. Now, there was no good outcome for this because it was all about slave trading, all about hustling human traffic, all about sex trafficking, all about children. By the way, they just picked up a truck with 56 illegals in it coming across the border. I did happen to look at the picture. And I got to tell you something. As far as the eye can see inside that truck, you know what I saw? I saw little boys. I didn't see adult men. I saw little boys. Now you tell me what that was about. We'll be back.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com. That's 50% off My Pillow's 4-pack special. Don't delay. Order now.
Call 1-800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715, and use the promo code AGENDA.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com. That's 50% off My Pillow's 4-pack special. Don't delay. Order now.
Call 1-800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715, and use the promo code AGENDA.
The affirmative task we have now is to actually create a new world order.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, sleep pillow. My Pillow. You want sleep? Have a sleep pillow. No. My Pillow. Agenda is the code word. 800-266-4715. Now, I use a My Pillow every night. It's wonderful. And it helps with my sleep apnea. No question about it. And it puts my neck in the right place. It's customized to me. And when you go and order your sleep pillow, they put you through the ringer, so to speak. They ask you a whole bunch of questions. They sort of like interview you. It's kind of like I've never been interviewed for any type of thing like a pillow or clothes or anything. I was like, okay, tell us about yourself. I'm like, so anyway, they dial it in. They absolutely dial it in as to what type of pillow you should get. And right now they have a 4-for-1 special. And so they're going to get 2 small pillows and 2 large pillows to your customized features, of course. And call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 for MyPillow. And the code word for that is AGENDA. So MyPillow, 800-266-4715, and code word AGENDA. Okay, so getting back to this little caravan that is going on. And I like to make sure that we understand and we're very, very clear about how our attitude here on Agenda 21 Radio is about this. It has not changed. And, you know, I think, gosh, I have to go back to the Wayback Machine, which is the memory chip in part for Agenda 21 Radio. And check it out, because it must have been 2014, I believe, 2013, that call that I sat through. And we got the whole plan about what they were planning to do. And I thought, my God, this isn't, well, because he can do it. He could do it as the president. And he did it. He basically opened the floodgates. As we knew that this was happening, because we had a lot of people flooding across the border at the time. This is back in 2008 and 2009, we were interviewing people, Chris Street and myself. In fact, Chris is going to be with us at the top of the hour with the American Land Forces Institute, and we were very concerned about illegal immigration coming across in Texas, in particular, than OTMs, other than Mexicans, that were coming on board. And these other than Mexicans were people from Islamic countries, mostly men. And this was something that was very disturbing, and they were turning, they're getting like 3,000 or 4,000, up to 8,000 a month that were coming across the board. They were capturing. Now, of course, these big NAFTA trucks that are shuttling people back and forth. Like I said, this latest picture I saw was all children, boys in particular. Now, that all plays out because what happens, they come across the border. And once they're across the border, they have rights, of course. And then they are taken directly to various agencies. Now, in Houston, I believe it was, or Austin, remember there was a truck that was stopped, and the police chief just packed up the kids and sent them off to a Catholic Charities organization. That's where they were going to be housed. Now, that's called a clue as to what kind of organizations. There are various religious organizations, and they see it as a way to fill the pews. This is a long-time thing with, you know, in churches that goes back hundreds of years in order to fill the pews of the churches. You know, of course, going into a Sunday. If you've ever been into a church and there's nobody there on a Sunday, and the pastor gets up and says something, a few words, well, you know, there's nobody there. I mean, this is the tree that fell in the forest business. So what they've done is they've found various and sundry ways. You know, back in the day, it used to be conquering armies would come in and say, you convert to this religion, XYZ, and pretty soon the pews, these big, huge cathedrals, especially in Europe, would start to fill up. Now, that, of course, really reached another big, I'll use that word, zenith again, after World War II. And this is, I'm cutting through some things here, but there's Claire Berlinski wrote the book, the seminal book. It was written in 2006, and I interviewed her in 2006 when I was with a large radio station in California here. Christmas Eve, and Crisis in Europe, I believe it was, and it was all about the illegal immigration problem of illegal immigrants from Muslim countries Islamifying Europe. That's what it was. And it was amazing to hear her story. And of course, it played out 10 years later, as what we saw with the Arab Spring and the flood that was coming through and all that stuff. And their stated goal then was to destabilize Western civilization and take over Europe. That was in 2006. So, you know, this whole thing that we've seen with these disrupted immigration patterns and, of course, the flooding across the borders like we saw in Europe, is starting to play out right here. And that's what concerned Donald Trump, especially when we saw these caravans coming from Pueblo Sin Frontera, a relief organization of religious order in San Diego. That's they've organized it. And of course, our big red flag, as we were starting to look at the pictures and we were starting to talk to people down there, because, you know, we can actually call people and use Skype, actually. Skype works really well, to get to people there and say, okay, give me your population estimates about this Pueblo Sin Frontera caravan. It's called the Caravan of 2018. They have a name for it. They hype it. And, of course, what they do is they gather up as many people that pay the bucks or can be promissory notes. In other words, these people will say, oh, yeah, take me across the border, and I'll be your slave, biatch, if you will, for 5 years, just so I get to America. And they'll get paid nothing. All their money and everything that they do, they give to the person that sponsored them. Now, that's just slavery, guys. And then there's a sex trade going on. And then there's, of course, why did all those little boys end up in that big 18-wheeler? Well, I mean, the way I look at it is they all look fairly school age-ish. It's real simple. What you do, this is the gig, is you get them in the foster care system. Foster parents are then given money on a monthly basis for raising that child from the state. States do this. California is notorious for this. Listen, I was in the system. I worked with this. This is what I did. I saw this. It's disgusting. It's vile. It's vulgar. This is human trafficking, plain and simple. They get these children in the foster care system, and the state pays these people. Some of the, and of course, the disability game going on with this. When you get them in special education, you sit through those IEPs, and you realize these parents, these foster parents, who might have five or six kids. Now, I want you to do the math on this. These are real facts. These are facts from 3 or 4 years ago. I don't know where it's at now. But you wonder why California has a multi-trillion-dollar deficit, right? $26 billion spent on illegal foreign nationals last year of California tax dollars. Last year. Everybody gets driver's license. Everybody gets to vote, right? What's up with that? Well, people get a lot of money for that. Oh, I'm sorry. So some of these people, I'd be sitting in these IEP because I was the administrator of these IEP meetings. I'd be going down the numbers and I'd realize that the kid had a disability. They got 3 or 4 or 5 different types of disabilities that they've had programmed for their IEP. And you realize for each one of those, it's $500 a month that the state pays this parent to raise up this child. And they want to come back in and get, they've got another disability based upon another disability. Now, these are foster children that are taken away from their parents. They're natural parents. And they're placed in the system by the foster care agencies. Isn't that nice? And by the state. Isn't that really nice? So how much does a parent get if they're a foster parent per month? Well, the maximum I ever saw for a high school student was $8,000 and change per month. I forgot to mention that. So you just do the math. If you've got five foster care kids in your house, and you're getting $8,000 a piece per month, you tell me what that is. And of course, these kids in the bus, in the truck, I look at them and I say, oh my God, look at the cash flow for these foster parents of the future. And you've got religious organizations doing this. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com. That's 50% off MyPillow's 4-pack special. Don't delay. Order now.
Call 1-800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715, and use the promo code AGENDA.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com. That's 50% off MyPillow's 4-pack special. Don't delay. Order now.
Call 1-800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715, and use the promo code AGENDA.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio. And isn't it a beautiful day in the neighborhood? It absolutely is a beautiful day in the neighborhood. So Central American caravan that angered Trump has reached the U.S. border. Now, the numbers that we got early on about these people coming across. Pueblo sin frontera. Pueblo sin frontera. 10,000. And quite frankly, at the time, this was this whole thing started in March and April, of course, marching through April. Marching season, get it? It started in March, and remember, I mean, March means to march. It's a great season to march, right? That's when armies went to battle. Now, it's no different today because the army is people. The army is trafficking in human flesh and slavery. They're using little kids and men, full-grown men, as the army, unarmed, used going across a porous border. And they're using the demographics to shift. That's what they're doing. It's a demographic shift to population. And hasn't America changed? Yes, it has. Hasn't California changed? Yes, it has. Attorney General Jeff Sessions issued a statement Monday saying that the migrants and their smugglers had ignored the willingness of the Mexican government to allow them to stay in Mexico. Oh, I can't believe this. Okay, let me show you how this is. Again, it's the evidence I'm presenting to you to show you that this is a well-coordinated assault on America as an invasion. And you can't tell me anything different because I've been charting and plotting and working with people and talking and seeing and going down and visiting and things like that, things, places you don't, I mean, I can't tell you about. And speaking, say, habla español, and all this stuff, and seeing all the things that are happening, it is very, very clear this is a very well-coordinated plan to overrun the United States of America, especially California. We're seeing it play out. It's becoming so obvious to everybody now. Absolutely obvious. Look at the homeless situation. Now, I know the economy in California is perked up. Everything's perked up. Except for Silicon Valley. Hmm. And, of course, what this means is that all these people coming across the border, what are they? They're displacing American citizens. Why? Because American citizens are leaving California because of bad business environment and climate. Isn't that weird? There's a lot of mixed signals going on there, but listen, there's more, way more extreme unemployment, especially for California citizens, United States citizens in California, than anything else, because they're being replaced by illegal immigrants, because people are paying for the illegal immigrants, the prices on their head. They're being imported as chattel. And of course, we help, you know, we have to thank people such as the National Chamber of Commerce. You notice I didn't say local, National Chamber of Commerce for this. They're just wanting to bring people in mass. Mass. Of course, it doesn't, you know, what does that do for the country, right? It breaks it down. And of course, that's the plot. That's the plan. Now, the people are on to this sort of thing. This is what the statement that Jeff Sessions made. It says, our nation has the most generous immigration system in the world, but this is a deliberate attempt to undermine our laws and overwhelm our system. There is no right to demand entry without justification, Jeff Sessions said in a statement. Promoting and enforcing the rule of law is essential to protecting a nation, its borders, and its citizens. But as President Trump has warned, the need to fix these loopholes and weaknesses in our immigration system is critical and overdue. Now, that statement was countered by Amnesty International Tuesday morning, which pointed out that seeking asylum is not a crime in the United States of America. And the efforts of U.S. Officials to tarnish asylum seekers as criminals are cynical fabrications. Now, I want to take a great umbrage to this and great exception. Now, here's the deal. I'm going to go on here. Officials at Pueblos Sin Fronteras, the volunteer group that church group that organized the caravan, have said throughout the journey that migrants have the right to ask the U.S. for asylum and that the United States must grant them the opportunity to do so. Okay, now let's be very clear. A country that, if you're leaving a country because you're being persecuted for political reasons and religious and so on, you have the right to seek asylum in the nearest country around that will take in asylum seekers. Well, where is that country? I know. There's Honduras, Central America, and then there's United States of America. Of course, the nearest one is United States of America, right? Right. I mean, you see it on a map. You see Honduras, and then you see United States of America. They have borders, right? I mean, United States and Honduras border each other. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm lying. I'm not being truthful. Honduras does not border the United States of America. That's not who's down south, is it? Now, you know better than that. Maybe, and those of you that don't know your geography, the southern border of the United States does not butt up to Honduras. No, there's actually a country there. It's called Mexico. Mexico. And guess what? They have asylum laws, too. And where's the first place these people could claim asylum? Is Mexico. But that's not the case. That's not what's going on. See, Mexico and the Mexican government, the little communist government that they have down there, says, oh, no, ¿qué pasó? ¿Qué pasó? You go straight across to the border. See, there is a real border because Mexico doesn't count. They're not going to take these people. Even though that's the place where they can claim asylum and should be granted asylum, if, in fact, for the same reasons that we would grant them. But no. This is the problem with Mexico, is that they're being facilitated. They're being put on the fast track. They're being put on the beast train right up to the border. See, we are really at war with Mexico. It's about time we figure this one out. There's elements that want to destroy the United States in Mexico. Those people hate us. It's not all Mexicans, by the way. In Mexico, hate us. I've done enough relief work personally in Mexico to know that. That there are elements in Mexico who want to destroy... Oh, I'm sorry. La Raza, Mecha, anybody? We'll be back.
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic. My only child was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com. That's 50% off MyPillow's 4-pack special. Don't delay. Order now.
Call 1-800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715, and use the promo code AGENDA.
Business owners and independent contractors, this is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com. That's 50% off MyPillow's 4-pack special. Don't delay. Order now.
Call 1-800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715, and use the promo code AGENDA.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And also newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. Lots of things going on. Please visit those websites. And MyPillow. If you want a really, really, really good night's sleep, MyPillow, 800-266-4715, and code word AGENDA. If you have sleep apnea, it's a wonderful thing to have a good sleep at night. And My Pillow is the way to do it. Okay, so 800-266-4715 and code word AGENDA. We've got a lot more to talk about. Chris Street's going to be coming up here next. We'll get everything all coordinated with him, and we're going to be talking about these new crazy laws that are going on in California. We're going to get his insight and his perspective on that. And then we're going to be talking again, a little bit more about this caravan situation and certainly what's going on. We've got Kim Il-sung. We just got a lot of things going on. And the one world globalist cabal, what's happening to it? Well, and we cannot forget, we've got to have that discussion about what is going on truly with the FBI and the investigations and things like that. I'm just saying. The deep state is on the run. Now, yesterday we had Scott Bennett on the show, and he gave us a really, really, really good rundown about why this McCabe and his wife are going to, they're going to go to jail. There's no doubt about it. And why they took on, because remember, it was McCabe's wife who ran against Senator Dick Black to try and take him out. Why? Because he knew what was going on with Hillary Clinton, and they wanted to knock him off, and they didn't do it. Anyway. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news, newcaliforniastate.com, and stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.